Blog Talk Radio.
Coming back here every Tuesday night at 11. We got a few more shows to go through on the way towards 2012. We'll have four in November, four in December. 2012, hopefully there's going to be some big changes coming to Norm at Night. Well, I don't know about a big change. It may even come a little sooner. We have to decide that. The microphone's open tonight. Talk about anything you want. What I want and what I'd like to talk about is the Occupy movement, because it's really starting to tickle me pink. Maybe we can talk a little bit about the presidential election that's actually gotten into full swing, even though it's still over a year away. Actually, about a year away. Not that much over a year. Speaking of electoral politics, I flirted with the idea of running for the city council, even started here in Bowie, Maryland, even started putting a campaign program together a little bit. But I'm not. I missed the filing deadline. I don't know if it's because I'm just a chicken poop or if I really missed it. We will see. Let's see if anybody's come to the Norm at Night chat room. Nobody in the chat room yet. We got nobody online, so we got five lines open. You can reach me at 347-945-6713, and you can talk with Norm. Well, I guess there's a lot of different things we can talk about tonight, but there were two things that happened in the Occupy movement that I think we need to talk about tonight. One happened in Oakland, California. The other happened in Syracuse, New York. The mayor of Oakland, did I say Syracuse? I meant to say Albany. I'm sorry. I was just down that way. Not the weekend that just passed, but the weekend before that. I was just down that way, skirted Albany on the way to Saratoga Springs. Never been in Oakland, California, but I'm hoping. I got a regular caller from out in the Bay Area, and I'm hoping we'll hear from him tonight so that we can get his perspective about what he thinks happened in Oakland today. First, Oakland. Jean Kwan, the mayor, decided that it was time for the protest to end in Oakland. He ordered the Oakland police to surround the park that the occupiers, were holding and to begin tipping over tents and arresting them. And that's exactly what happened. 75 people were arrested. Now, depending on whether you think that's a good or a bad thing, you can call the mayor's office at area code 510-238-3141 and give your opinion about what you think happened in Oakland today. I'd like to talk to somebody from Oakland and see if we can get a better idea of exactly what happened. Now, across the country, go to the capital city of New York State, Albany, which is sort of in the middle of the state. It's about 3 or 4 hours. Excuse me, up the Hudson River from New York City. The Erie Canal starts there, goes all the way to the west, ending in my hometown, Buffalo, New York. Well, there was a considerable Occupy crowd gathered in Albany, and Governor Cuomo and the mayor of Albany decided that, you know, maybe they'd have enough. And so they made it very clear to the New York State troopers, those same state troopers that were famous in my youth for storming the Attica prison and killing several people, this time, refused, ignored, nobody's quite sure what to call it, the order to enforce the curfew and arrest or disperse the Occupy Albany crowd. The chief of the New York State Troopers said that the crowd was perfectly calm and in no way posed any real danger, and that to disperse them would cause greater danger. They did not, according to the Albany Times Union, the newspaper in Albany, the New York State Troopers and the Albany Police did not adhere to a curfew crackdown on protesters urged by Governor Cuomo and Albany Mayor Gerald Jennings. That's Andrew Cuomo, the son of former Governor Mario Cuomo. According to the Times Union, with protesters acting peacefully, local and state police agreed that low-level arrests could cause a riot. So they decided instead to defy Cuomo and Jennings. Quote, we don't have the resources and these people were not causing trouble, a state official said. Quote, the bottom line is the police, no policing, not the governor and the mayor. Wow. That's a real interesting idea where the police are making the decisions and not the state police. Woo! We'll see where that goes. This could take the whole protest movement into a whole nother realm of discussion. Well, it looks like the cult's in the chat room. Hopefully he'll come to the studio and he'll be able to enlighten us about the situation in Oakland. But here we have the Occupy movement. In Oakland, they arrest people. The mayor orders the square cleared. According to our information, the police do it. Take 75 people away in plastic bracelets and arrest them. All the way across the country, in Albany, New York, the governor and the mayor, where it's not clear whether or not there was an order issued, the police decided not to enforce the curfew, not to arrest anybody, because they felt that would cause a riot. An interesting situation. What are your views on all of this? 347-945-6713 is the number. If you don't want to talk about these two things and you got something else you want to talk about, please give us a call. The lines are open tonight. Right now I got 5 open. Excuse me. It's been a long day. I'm on this diet. So just so everybody knows, this morning I weighed in at 126.85 kilograms. It's about 279 pounds. I'm losing some weight. Yeah, I was a big boy. I was a big, big boy. I could occupy a lot of space if I went down and joined the movement. Of that, there is no question. But if you want to call in and chat with us, it's 347-945-6713. We've got Oakland. We've got Albany. Which police force do you want to come down on the side of? I do remember the Albany riots, though. The New York State Police have never really recovered from that. The blow that their reputation took from engaging in that. Hey, I got somebody coming in. Hey, go ahead, Colt, you're on.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing all right. So what can you tell us about what happened in Oakland today?
What I saw this morning, it looks like they, you know, the police came in and said, we want everyone out, we're, you know, I don't think people moved quick enough or whatever, and they said something like, you know, we're going to give you 5 minutes or 10 minutes to start packing up your stuff and go. And it doesn't even look like they gave them that amount of time before they...
Yeah, they started tipping over the tents the way
I
viewed the news footage.
Yeah, and I think they had tear gas there, too, although I didn't see
it. Well, yeah, there were reports of tear gas.
So, and I heard flash bombs as well, but I don't know about that. Again,
those are the things that make you deaf and blind you, right?
Yeah, well, the flash bombs, more or less, you know, they're loud and they create a lot of light, but there isn't much of an explosion. I mean, you know.
They're not going to kill it.
Yeah, right, you know. But it's fairly obvious that they moved real quick on these folks and made a mess of the whole thing. And, now in Sacramento, you know, they've been occupying, we have a park right in front of City Hall, the Cesar Chavez Park. And
Cesar Chavez.
Yeah, that's kind of interesting. But the thing is, now the police in our town have never allowed them to even pitch a tent, not during the day, whatever. And they've told them the park closes at 11, it opens up again at 8, you know. Although there's no fence, it's like a public square, you know.
Right, I understand. What, now how far is it from Sacramento?
Yeah, well, they did arrest a number of people on the first and second nights, and after a while, you know, the police presence was there near all day, really. And eventually the occupiers were able to get a hearing at City Hall in front of the council, and they asked for, you know, permission to stay there. And,
now, this is in Oakland.
No, this is in Sacramento. Anyway, okay. it was turned down, and so they're still continuing to occupy between 8 and 11, but nobody's staying there at night, you know. So, like I say, they never allowed any tents to even begin with, you know. So,
well, what's the weather like in Oakland and Sacramento?
Around here, we've been hitting in the 70s. Sometimes 80, and at night.
What about
at night? At night, it can get down to, you know, the 50s. So.
Okay, so it's like the old parties at Crystal Beach in August.
More or less, huh? But
although it's not August.
Yeah, although the nights. Well, I don't know if the nights were cold or not. We were in no condition to tell, generally.
No, I remember that the nights used to get a little chilly.
Mm.
So now how do you contrast what happened in Albany today? I mean, you're an old veteran of, the old Attica days. Surprising what the New York State Troopers did.
Yeah, that was interesting, huh? I mean, you know.
The governor of Albany and the, it's not clear whether they ordered the state troopers to do it or they suggested that maybe the state troopers would want to think about doing while clearing the people from the park outside the state capitol. They did in Oakland. And the state troopers just said, no, we're not doing it.
Yeah,
and
the police
concurred.
Mm-hmm. Well, the security around the Capitol here is pretty intense. And, you know, you have to get your permits and all the rest. And there's that just no way they would allow it. I mean, you know, it's highly restricted what you can do in that whole area around the Capitol buildings, you know. It's just how it is. It's been like that for a long time.
Well, now, when you talk about permits, believe it or not, my sources in Buffalo tell me, but it's Buffalo, New York, that the Occupy movement is, they're all permitted. Lafayette Square is theirs.
Oh. Hmm.
You know, all the permits are in proper order, and essentially, everybody's having a party.
Oh, okay. Well, obviously, it can be done, you know. If you're going to do it, I mean, obviously, you know, it's obviously better if you've got some cooperation or at least some communication going, you know, with the powers that be. And, you know, I mean, it prevents a lot of, you know, now most of these people get arrested and will not be charged. I mean, at least here. In fact, the DA has already said so. He said, you know, he said, I don't have time for this. Because they're misdemeanor charges. and they could, you know, carry some heavy, you know, fines and jail time. So, you know, but he's not going to pursue it. So that's the way that is. So.
Well, they just probably take them far enough away and then just cut their plastic handcuffs.
Yeah, well, we have this huge county jail right in the middle of downtown.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's a skyscraper. It's a huge
skyscraper jail.
I mean, it's a huge
story.
It's a
jail.
It's a giant building, and so there's always room. So I think these folks get, you know, arrested and processed. They may have to sit around for a few hours, and then out they go, you know. That's pretty much the deal. But,
yeah. At least they'll have a normal bathroom.
That's true. Although these folks really didn't, you know, I mean, I'm sure they just used the local restaurants and had no problem, you know, but...
No, well, the local restaurants might have had a problem with
that.
Well,
yeah, but I think these folks were buying food, too. So. I've seen, you know, some elements of this movement, you know, occasionally take an issue. There were some in New York last week, I think, that, there was a meeting at a public school, and they all went
uh-huh.
over to it. And
someplace they took over the school board.
Yeah, well, there's a pipeline that's being built or proposed anyway, and it'll essentially run from the Marcellus Shale, the beds in Pennsylvania, upstate New York, Ohio. It's a huge area, right? And so they want to run a natural gas pipeline.
Oh,
and
gas pipeline. I thought you were talking about the shale oil one from Alberta, Canada.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a different one. Oh, I think they have protests about that, too. But this one was just in New York. And anyway, they want to run this pipeline through. And eventually, if you're going to run this pipeline... The idea seems to be that they want to sell liquefied natural gas because they're going to have a tremendous surplus of gas, and so more than the United States can consume. So there's a potential that they want to build a terminal somewhere in the New York area. Now they aren't so much opposed to the pipeline as much as they're opposed to the fracking process. So these people came out of the Wall Street occupation, but then there was a later statement saying that, you know, that's not our issue. They have their own, anyone can have an issue, but it's not the issue of the movement, you know. So,
mm-hmm.
So and the same way that I think there were, at least in the early stages, they were talking a lot about, student loans.
Mm-hmm.
And there was even talk about, well, why don't you just, you know, let everyone loose on these loans, you know, just absolve them all. Well, you know, of course, we're talking, what, $1 trillion worth of loans. And you have some moral hazard there, too. I mean, we do have the people who paid their loans, you know.
Honestly, I don't think that's a moral hazard.
Yeah,
the price of college to come down?
Yeah, well.
Eliminate the loan program.
Mm-hmm.
When nobody can pay, the price will collapse.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm absolutely certain of that, you know. Next to healthcare, education is certainly, you know, there's no control on it. The inflation rate is outrageous.
Hey, guest 44767, how are you? What do you think? You think the Occupy movement should go towards the Oakland extreme, or should we go to the Albany extreme? What do you think? You can either tell us here and I'll relay it, or you can call in at 347-945-6713. What do you think?
Yes, have you gone to their website yet?
Whose website?
The OccupyWallStreet.org.
Oh yeah, I've been to Occupy's website. I've been to Oakland's website. I've been to Albany's website.
Oh, okay.
I've been to a lot of websites.
Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting over at the Motley Fool on the blogs and that. Mostly, these guys are all investors, right? Some of them are columnists, analysts, whatever, but they're all involved in finance of one kind or another.
Oh, come on, Jeff 44. Hold on a minute. You know, I ask you for an opinion and then you just leave. Come on back, Jeff. Go ahead. Go ahead. Continue. You're talking about the Motley Fool.
Yeah, and generally people are rather supportive, you know. Now, I don't, you know, most of these guys are not like big time, they aren't multimillionaires because they wouldn't be there otherwise. But, they're mostly small to medium investors. They're similar to myself. All of us got screwed pretty badly in 2008. Let's face it. A lot of people got hurt, but a lot of these guys, I know people who lost, $500,000 or more.
Right.
That hurts. I don't care who you are. That hurts. There's a couple down the street from me. They lost half their retirement,
Yeah, but you don't lose it till you got to use it.
Well, one is retired and the other one was very close to it. And
right, no, I understand that, but their holdings can come back.
Yeah,
No,
their stuff is never coming back. Now, some of this
hey, wait,
is
I got a call here. I got a call
okay.
here. Hey, 517, go ahead.
What's good? What's going on?
Well, what's going on with you? So we're talking about the Oakland situation, the Albany situation. Whose side are you on? Oakland, in Oakland, they arrested people. In Albany, the governor and the mayor wanted the state police to arrest people. The state police refused.
Well, I congratulate them police because them police officers for not arresting people for no reason. Was it on a no reason situation?
It was in Oakland. The people were in the park. The mayor said arrest them. The police went in, arrested 75. In Albany, the governor and the mayor said to the state police, we think we should go in and these people need to be arrested. We need to end this thing. The chief of the state police said the governor didn't know about policing. In his opinion, these people weren't hurting anybody, and to go in and try to arrest them would have caused more harm than good.
Well, I don't know if you guys watched NY. PD, I didn't get to see any of these other ones, but to the state police that did not arrest anybody, that did not do anything, I applaud you guys. Some people, your radio show is not aware, but I am part of a group called the Band of Brothers, which we are going against police brutality. We also are going against, what is that, Ben? Racist people. We're going against, standing up against the government right now. And I just got done doing a thing in for New York about that Wall Street thing, where a couple of a lot of the officers turn around, beat, and for no reason they pick people out of the crowd and just started throwing them to the ground. So one guy that was recording some of the incidents of the beatings threw that guy into one of the police cruisers in the back bumper. And you watched his head just bounce right off that darn thing. So if there's any area that anybody out there is that needs people to stand up for him, right here, there's one guy that's willing to do that. And, you know, I'm not gonna stand by and let this stuff happen, because it's happening right here. And I'm getting ready here in a couple of days to go down to my police force and start talking to them. And we're getting ready to do some talking to our representatives up here. So,
where are you? So you're in New York.
Where in New York? It was down on Main Street, I do believe. Wall Street.
You're talking to us from New York State tonight.
No. I'm talking to you from right here, my hometown. Michigan, which is the Lansing capital.
Oh, okay. So you're in East Lansing. All right.
Yep.
So what's going on in Michigan?
Well, we've had a couple incidents where people were almost arrested just for a daily situation. You could have walked down the street, and a couple of officers have been pulling over people for no reason. You could have been walking, riding your bike, and trying to look for traffic to make sure there was no traffic coming so you didn't get hit. And me and my wife were going back home after a day of riding all over, and the cop stopped and told me that I was supposedly eyeballing him and that he was going to arrest me. I turned and said, there's a lot of people, go ahead, try to arrest me. If there's no reason for your arresting me, I guarantee you touch me and you're not going to like what happens in the end. I turn around and told him, I know my rights.
Are you yourself working right now?
I am not. I am unemployed. I'm on SSI. I cannot work. I'm not supposed to be working.
Okay, so SSI, is that like disability?
Yeah, I'm on disability because of my back. You know, if it wasn't for my back, I wouldn't.
Were you an auto worker?
Do what?
Were you a UAW member?
No, I was not. My dad was. He was working for GM there for a while.
Okay, well, we only got a couple of minutes left here. How is this? How do you think this thing should resolve itself?
Well, what do you mean resolve itself?
Okay, we got all these people occupied spaces. What's gonna happen?
What's going to happen? It's either A, going to end up into another crisis of back in the day where I don't know if anybody remembers, but there was another situation that happened exactly just like this, and we end up standing up against our government and the police force, and, you know, we pulled out guns. I don't think, you know, I in some cases it might be necessary. But until that government starts putting things back into action and starts coming at us like that, I don't think it's necessary to pull out guns. I think we need to demand right now that they start rethinking their views of what the rights are, because the rights still stand, and a lot of people are forgetting about that. You know, our rights are still there. And a lot of the government is trying to hush us up right now, but I'm not going to hush up. I'm not going to stand back and let this happen to our United States citizens.
Yeah.
anymore.
Well, how did you? All right, one last question here, then I'm going to go back to 916. How did you find Norman Knight tonight?
I'm a Blog Talk radio show host myself, and I just got on the guide and started looking.
Oh, all right. Well, we're glad to have you join the family.
Oh, you're welcome. Well,
we're over 50,000 listens, and we're kind of excited about that. And who knows? I may actually become a professional host, or upgrade. A premium host, that's what you call it. Are you a premium host?
No, I'm still yet under the 30-minute show. Yeah, the freebie.
Wow.
I'm trying to get connected with someone that actually, has a premium or, I'm not trying to do it for free, but just right now I don't got the money to go out there and do it.
Otherwise I would be. But anyway, thanks for calling, and continue the fight.
Oh, I will.
All right. Well, call again next week.
All right.
We'll see you later. Bye-bye. Uh-oh, why is it not turning off?
So are you wrapping it up?
There we go. I think, that's hold time. I don't want to put them on hold.
Oh, okay. Well,
there we go. No, I just wanted to see if I could turn somebody off, because when we had the five people on, I had trouble doing that.
Oh, yeah, I imagine, because you haven't had, I don't remember you having more than, four.
The first night we were talking about the Occupy movement, question about it, was the first time I ever had five people on and other people tried to get on.
Well,
was kind of cool.
It's a good topic, and it's timely,
Yeah, let's have some last thoughts from you before we call it a night tonight.
Well, I've been working on, I haven't done much with my blog lately, so I'm putting something together now. And mostly I'm dealing with just the year 2012. And I expect it to be a really crazy goddamn year, with the elections and Occupy Wall Street and, most of the troops will be out of Iraq at the end of the year, and then we have a big drawdown in August, 60,000 troops from Afghanistan. So, and then all the end-of-the-world predictions, that, of course, you got to throw that in there. But I'm drawing parallels now, and I'm wondering, does it get crazy? Does it get like 1968 or something like that, And I really think the potential is there, And,
oh, absolutely it is.
And when I draw these parallels, the one thing I'm thinking of is, you remember the huge marches on Washington. And I think I've said before that I don't think Occupy Wall Street becomes significant until it really, until they do that big march on Washington, and maybe they occupy the Capitol,
No question.
And I think that's a better target for them. If I can speak strategically, this is what I would do, because we've seen it before in civil rights and the anti-war movement, and they were monstrous affairs, and they really did change government. It took a while, but they did change, So
we get that. You know what? That'll be a great topic for next week, because I've never thought much changed at all, to be perfectly honest.
Yeah. But think about. Civil rights, especially those enormous marches on Washington. They really did change Lyndon Johnson for certain. I mean, he responded. What can you say about that, you know? And the anti-war movement as well. You know, he responded to that, too. Even Nixon, he felt the pressure of it.
Well,
you know,
let's talk about how government responds to demonstrations next week.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a great show tonight. We'll see you next week. Again, we went over into the recorded, not live, portion of the program. So
right, well.
You can go hear it on the archives tomorrow.
Well, the downloaders get a bonus. That's the way I look at it.
The downloaders get a bonus. That's right. And with that, I am going to say goodnight, and we'll talk to you next week. Thanks for your input tonight. All right. Bye-bye.
Take care, man. Good night.
Okay.